Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English. Welcome to episode 81 of the English with Kirsty podcast. And today I'm going to talk about listening skills again. I know this is something we talked about a couple of weeks ago with the audiobooks, but a couple of things happened recently and it got me thinking, especially something that happened yesterday. So I want to describe three different situations to you and then I'm going to talk about them. So the first one was a conversation that I heard yesterday. Somebody said that they had a problem and somebody else said, oh yeah, I've got a problem like that. And then started talking about their problem. So the person who started the conversation was basically ignored. The other person continued the conversation because they were talking about this problem, but they basically ignored the fact that the first person might still have the problem. They might need some help. It wasn't really offering a suggestion. It was just kind of me. I'm going to talk about my problem now. The second situation was something that happened ages ago, actually. When I was in my early 20s, one of my friends wanted to go speed dating and she didn't really want to go on her own, so she asked some of her single friends to go with her. And I was single at the time, so I didn't have any high expectations of this event, which is just as well because, I didn't meet anyone there that I wanted to see again. But there was this one guy, and you have 3 minutes to talk to each person, so the girls stayed where they were and the guys had to move around. And this one guy, well, you have 3 minutes, and so he started talking about himself. It went on for 1 minute and I thought, okay, this is not a potential conversation partner for me, but you know, he's not going to stop. If I don't say anything for the next 2 minutes, he will continue to talk about himself. And he did. And then when the 3 minutes were over, he said, oh yeah, nice meeting you, and got up and walked off, and probably did the same thing again and again. So I thought, wow, that was a waste of time. But I don't know that he realised he actually did anything wrong. And the third situation was when I was at a meeting, and I wasn't chairing the meeting, but I was there, and we were talking about organising an event for staff within the company. And we were talking about some possible problems and how to resolve them. And then somebody came up with, oh yeah, I need to say, and repeated basically, not word for word, but basically a problem that we'd already talked about. And I was thinking, well, where were you for the last 10, 15 minutes? Because we've already talked about this. And these were all situations where people were speaking their native language. There was nothing to do with not understanding words or having to communicate in a language other than your own. So in all of these situations, the point was really that the person didn't listen or didn't listen properly. So in situation one, I was thinking, you know, about person one, oh, I wonder if they sorted their problem out. I wonder if they need any help. Or even to say, oh, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that happened to you. Are you okay? But person two was, they knew what the conversation was about and what they said was appropriate, but it just wasn't very considerate because all they were doing was talking about themselves rather than even trying to make it a shared experience, like, oh, how did you solve it? Or do you need any help with that? It was the same topic, but it was kind of ignoring the person who first made their point. In the whole speed dating situation at the time, I thought, oh, this guy is either really arrogant, he just wants to talk about himself, or he just doesn't have any social skills, doesn't know how to communicate. I mean, maybe now I would have had the idea that he was perhaps nervous and trying to hide his nervousness by talking and talking, but it wasn't the right thing to do in that situation because it was supposed to be a 3 minute conversation. And with the third situation, I have been seriously bored out of my mind in meetings before. I do struggle with meetings sometimes when there's a lot of people and I feel that time is being wasted and people aren't getting to the point or we aren't moving through things fast enough. I do struggle with that, or I don't anymore because I don't go to meetings like that because I'm work for myself and I choose what meetings I attend. But when I was employed, I can definitely understand people being bored at meetings because meetings aren't always chaired very well. But you should at least be aware of what's going on around you so you don't make the same point. So all of these things are about listening. And I think sometimes we forget the importance of listening. And if we don't listen as well in our own language, then it becomes twice as hard to do it in another language. And I know that it's easier for some people. I mean, part of my job is to get people talking when they don't particularly want to sometimes because they're a bit nervous about speaking English. And I know that it's a skill that some people either have or it's something that some people find easier to do. But I think sometimes the reason why I can keep people talking is because I'm actually listening to them as well. So if they mention something, I can ask them more about that thing. Or if they start talking about something, I can add something to the discussion and then ask a question. So it doesn't want to feel like an interview if you're having a conversation with somebody, but you do need to listen. And I think sometimes we do so much that doesn't involve listening so much. I mean, a lot of my messaging I do online with emails or messages, and it's not so much conversations. And I think sometimes people don't pay enough attention when they're talking to people. So I remember going through a station with some friends and I said, oh, we need to go to platform four. And they said, how did you know that? And I said, well, because they just told us that the train that we're getting leaves from platform four on the announcement. But I mean, I know that some people are more aware of their surroundings by listening. Because of my visual impairment, I don't have super hearing skills. I know there's a myth that says that people do. I don't, but I use them because sometimes that's all I have. Like in a conversation, your sense of smell and taste is of no use to you for gaining information about what's going on around you. So yeah, I probably do listen more than some other people because I will miss facial expressions or gestures or things like that. So I really have to listen to what people are saying. So I'm aware that this is a skill that I have to have in my daily life. But I think sometimes when people are saying that they struggle with listening skills, sometimes the first place to start is to really listen mindfully when you're listening to conversations in your own language, because it's easier to do that than to do it in another language. It's much harder to, because you're also thinking about what you want to say and you don't want to look stupid and you want to use the right words. So I think the reason why some people do that in another language is because they are really worried about the speaking aspect of it. But you know, the best conversations are had when you really listen to the other person as well and focus on what they're saying, what they're not saying, where the pauses are, if they are, you know, how they're saying it, the tone of voice, are they enthusiastic, are they bored, are they sad, are they hiding something? A lot of this is not given through the actual words, it's the way that people speak. And I think sometimes a good way to improve your listening skills in another language is to really listen attentively in your own and to think, okay, what questions could I ask this person? What more could I, how could I develop this conversation without just thinking about how I can bring it back round to myself and to be talking again? Because that's the way that you build relationships, whether it's with your colleagues or with potential customers. It's not just talking about yourself, but it's also being a really good listener. So I know this isn't probably what you expected, you know, tips on listening skills. I've done episodes like that as well. But I think it's something we forget because we're so busy multitasking and looking at our phones when we're doing things. And sometimes we don't give people our full attention. I did this with my boyfriend. I thought he wasn't listening to me. So I said something like, I was talking and I said, oh yeah, and there was an elephant in the garden. And he said, what are you talking about, an elephant in the garden? Because I didn't think he was listening. And it's with other people who weren't listening, they would just say, oh yeah, yeah. And obviously there shouldn't be an elephant in our garden. So he passed the elephant in the garden test. But, you know, sometimes people give the impression that they're listening and they're not. And I think sometimes we just need to really focus. If we're having a conversation, focus on that conversation, whether it's in our own language or a language that we're trying to learn, so that we can get the most information out of it, and then that will help us to make a better contribution to the conversation. So like in the second situation, that guy left without knowing anything about me. Maybe he didn't want to, but the point was, it was supposed to be a conversation, and he if he did that to all of the girls in the room, then he wouldn't be able to remember anything about them because all he did was talk. And like in the meeting, the person who repeated the point that had already been made, they didn't need to do that. And they made themselves look not very smart. I mean, it wasn't a situation that they didn't understand what was going on, because again, it was everybody's native language. And I think that they were just kind of rustling through papers, looking at their phone, maybe answering emails, doing other things. And then that meant that they weren't really present in the room with what was going on there, and therefore they didn't know that the point they raised had already been discussed. So just something to think about. I hope that's useful, and it's definitely a way that I think people can, if you're more aware in your own native language, you can then become more aware and use those skills that you're practicing when you're learning another language. So hope that's helpful. Again, if you want to support the podcast, I have the Amazon UK and Germany links, so if you want to use any of those, you can come to the show notes page, which is englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode81. And also on there, there's the form. So if you want to make any suggestions about future topics, ask any questions for the wise old owl, or give me any feedback about today, then you can use the form on the show notes page. And also there's the link to the Facebook group there, which is... it's got a German name, so it is mainly for people who want to develop their business English. It's not a general English chat group, and it has two languages, so you may see some information in German in there. It's primarily in English, but the focus is on improving your business English. So if you're interested in that, then the link to that group is also on the show notes page. So have a good week and have fun learning English. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.